Hi, my name's Olivia, and today I'm going to be teaching you how to make the Rainbow Loom Zippy Chain Bracelet. So the supplies that you're going to need are your Rainbow Loom, an S-clip or C-clip, some colors, three colors. So let's get started. First, you're going to place your perimeter bands. They're going to go all the way up this side and turn in here, and then you're going to go back down and do it all the way up this side and into here. So you're going to place one rubber band on this side, then another one going up, and you're going to do another one going up, and another one. Then, another one. Another one. All the way up. I'm going to fast forward from here. And then the last one, you turn it. Just like a starburst. Then we're going to do the other side. Okay, so now I'm done placing the perimeter bands. Now it's time to do the center of the bracelet. So what you're gonna first do is you're going to take one rubber band and go up. Then you're going to take two rubber bands and you're gonna place one here. And then put one here, making an arrow shape facing away from you, like the rainbow loom. There's one way to think of it. Go up. Sorry if I blocked it. I will do this with you two more times. Ooh, only one rubber band. I grabbed two there. Didn't miss that. Take one. Here and here, and you're gonna go there. Then up, there. Now I'm going to fast forward from here. Okay, so now the last rubber band, you're not going to do the arrow, you're just going to put it from here to here, just like the stem of the arrow. And you want to push it down. Okay, so these metal hooks become skinnier if you pull off this. This is just an easier gripper, so I'm just going to push all of them down. So then we're going to start looping. So all you need to do is turn your loom around and make sure those arrows are facing towards you. So now you're going to have your arrow in here facing towards you. Or if it just makes it easier to see because they're all blocking, look at the rubber bands because they're facing towards you. And when you had the loom the other way, they were facing away from you. So there's another way to know that your rubber bands doing placed right. So now we're just gonna do a cat band. You can put it on two fingers or one finger. I'm gonna do it on one finger and loop it back over itself. Next, we're gonna start looping. First, you're going to go all the way through this green rubber band and grab this first. Sorry. First one here. That should go like that. Then you're going to go back in here and grab that one. Then you're going to pull it up here. Then you're going to go in here and grab this. As you can see, this is forming a triangle. Now it's going to be a double triangle with a skinnier triangle on top of it. It should look like a moose or a deer. Two horns and then the face and then maybe a hat or something. So then you're going to loop up these sides. You have to follow these steps carefully or when you go to take it off, it's going to snap. Okay, then you're going to go in here and grab this first rubber band here and loop this arrow out to the side. Then go in and grab that next pink one and loop it out to the side. And then go in here and grab that last green one, which is our center color, and loop it up. And it should look like that. Okay, so then you're going to loop up these sides. You have to remember to loop up these sides. Then you're going to do this. And loop this one out. Then loop this one forward. They should start looking like circles. They can be big circles like this one, then small, then smaller, or you can go big, small, small. It doesn't matter as long as they form circles and teardrop shapes when you loop them out and forward. Okay, then you go in here, grab this white one, loop it forward. You can just squeeze it if it's not going. That means it's just a tough rubber band. Then you loop that one forward. Then do it here. Forming the teardrop shape again, or raindrop shape. Going here, then loop that one forward. I will do this with you one more time, and then I'm going to fast forward. Don't forget the sides around here. They're sometimes hard to remember because the middle you're mostly paying attention to. And you're gonna loop this one forward. Okay, so now I'm going to fast forward. Okay, and then the last one, doing up here, loop that forward, or to the side, sorry, and then that one to the side, do the same thing with this one, forward, and then do these last ones in here, they're like, just bracelet together. Okay, so you can't go any further here, so you have to loop these rubber bands in. So I did that. And if you look at the bracelet, as you can see, I have like these circles in here and all those teardrops facing out. Here, and we went up and back down and up. So now it's time to take this rubber band bracelet off the loom. You're going to slide your hook in through all those rubber bands. And you're going to grab a rubber band and put it on your hook, holding it and pull it back through, slip it on your hook, then put it there. Then you can use your fingers here to pull it off because it's a little tough there, and you're just gonna pull it off. You wanna make sure it doesn't snap because it's a little hard. There we go. Coming off like a charm here, I think. That one wasn't so easy, but off. Then I'm gonna cap this, like I always do, so I can show you the bracelet. I guess I'm gonna pull it out so it's. Okay. And that's your zippy chain. Now we're gonna add the extension. So my cap band is white, and so is my ending here. It's white. So I'm going to do my extension white. Your rubber bands can be any color here or down here. It doesn't really matter. It won't look bad either. We have two different shades of pink. This one and this one. So you're going to turn your loom back around so the red arrow is facing away from you. And you're going to take one rubber band and put it up one of these two sides. I'm gonna go up just like we did on the sides all the way up here, but I'm only gonna do five here. Four, and then five. Then I'm gonna take this. I'm just gonna slip this back onto my hook because it's easier. Then I don't really have that wide open here. Sorry, my lipstick cracked. Then you're gonna put it on. Go forward. From this one to this one, you're going to put that cap band. See the double bands? So you can turn your loom around a little bit, or you can keep it this way. I prefer it this way. I can just loop it better because my wrist. It's comfortable that way. So I'm going to take this rubber band, loop it forward onto the front pin. So it's sort of looping it to itself. It is looping it to itself, sorry. Then you're gonna take that one and loop it to itself. Take that one and loop it to itself. And then we're going to take it and we're going to go here. To here. It's a little tough with this white rubber band here. But then you're going to take your clip. There we go. And you can pull it off. My cap band was a little tough. And I can just slip mine off because it's already capped like I did cap it. And so here's your finished zippy cane. I hope this tutorial helped you. Subscribe. You can leave requests in the comments and we will try to have them up. So bye.